This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Thousands of National Guard troops continue to patrol major cities in the United States Sunday after five consecutive nights of protests over racism and police brutality. The protests boiled over into arson and looting in some places, sending shockwaves through the country. A senior White House official, echoing President Donald Trump, blamed anarchists and far-left activists for the violence, while local leaders appealed to citizens to give constructive outlet to their rage without destroying their communities. The death Monday of George Floyd, who is black, while in custody of white officers in Minnesota, ignited this latest wave of outrage in the U.S. over law enforcement's use of lethal force against African Americans. Like others before, this scene captured on cell phone video. From Seattle to New York, tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets demanding tougher murder charges and more arrests over the death of Floyd, who stopped breathing after a Minneapolis police officer knelt on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. We are still in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, and people are still dying. According to a tally by Johns Hopkins University, COVID-19 claimed more lives overnight, taking the number of the disease has killed in the U.S. to nearly 104,000, with nearly 1.8 million confirmed infections. Worldwide, there are more than 370,000 deaths resulting from the virus and well over 6 million confirmed infections. Much of the world is moving at varying speeds to lift lockdowns that have wrecked economies and stripped millions of their jobs. Muslims in Jerusalem and other cities flocked to newly reopened mosques Sunday. In Bolivia, the government is set to lift containment measures Monday, but four of the country's nine regions, including hardest-hit Santa Cruz de la Sierra, said they would defy the order and extend the restrictions. This is VOA News.